Next case is 97-991, Petrella versus Ajax.
Mundane, more terms. Some of the projects that they did were real long term. I mean, they didn't go over 4 or 5 years in length.
Did his employer tell him that was the reason his duties were being changed?
Yes, there is evidence in the record that that was the reason his job was changed. Now, a few months later, he was terminated. The reason for the discharge is because he was one-dimensional in nature. He didn't do the more longer-term projects. He did the less technical projects. He did the more mundane projects. The reason he did those projects was because of his age. And that is our direct evidence of age discrimination in this case. In other words, the change in his work assignment resulted in employment. The employment decision, the initial employment decision was the change in work assignment. If that was due to his age.
If you put aside the fact that he had changed work assignment, which he wanted to have this change, is that correct?
That is correct. He did not disagree with the change.
If you set aside the fact that he wanted this change or he put in this change,
but in response to Justice Stratton's question, I thought that I read that essentially the plaintiff conceded that if one were to just, and that's what Justice Stratton's asking, if on the basis of among the three of us, the plaintiff conceded that, well, you're right, you know, I would be the person chosen on business judgment. Didn't the plaintiff concede that?
Plaintiff, no.
Okay.
Plaintiff does not concede that. Take age out of the case. Say we have 340 years. And your question to me, if I'm understanding it correctly, is was he less qualified? Was he the one that they picked because he was qualified than the other two? No, is my answer to that. He's not less qualified. If you read carefully the transcripts of the meeting and the reason that's given by the employer, what they say is he was not normally assigned to the more technical and complicated project. But therefore, the reason that they
not normally assigned after the move to Monday, not normally assigned before the move. Should have been discussed for a long time. They've always worked out less technical.
Right, that's not the situation. Okay, the situation that I understand is that it was after the move that he was assigned to these more mundane.
Prior to this move, and if we were comparing the three, the 240-year-olds and the 158-year-olds, would we find that he would have been more qualified than the other two?
More qualified? Mm-hmm.
Had he been with the company longer?
But he certainly had a longer period of time with the company.
Was he working on complex matters?
Yes. I mean, as with the other two, he was during the
course. Well, if he had been working there longer and working on complex.
Well, but he wasn't within the same division the entire time he was there. I think beginning in 1979 is when he was in this particular part. So he had his other job with the company prior to moving.
What about the other two 40-year-olds?
I don't have an answer to that. At any rate, if there is evidence in the record that the employer is saying, okay, he is weaker otherwise, not because he's in more mundane, you know, shorter-term projects, but we feel that he is not the best employer. But there's also conflicting evidence showing from the same employer that his direct supervisor did not believe that, okay? So we have a factual question, and who resolves that issue?
But you can see, however, if you compare the three and took out age, the evidence established that he was less technically proficient or less technically proficient in the area that the company was continuing to expand it and not in the area that was voting. But you can see that they were less than discharging him as one of the three.
Yes, if the evidence shows that. So my question is, who is the one who decides what the evidence shows? Is your reaction to that question? It was a direct verdict because the trial court determined that there was no direct evidence. And in this case, there
what's your understanding of the basis for bringing
Counsel, what is your direct evidence? Can you summarize that? I guess I can help you maybe that it was, you have to draw an inference from the fact that your client said, I'm getting out of here in 2 years. That prompted a business decision to assign him certain shorter term projects. And then when the time came, the fact that he was on those projects, you say, you know, there could be an inference that was part of the reason he was chosen. And all that relates to age.
Yes.
That's about it.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, I know you're familiar with the Hazen case, the U.S. Supreme Court case that regarding age-correlated factors. Would this be at I'd say at best, but whatever, isn't this really an age-correlated factor, that is, proximity to retirement? Isn't the proximity to retirement what you really are hanging your hat on?
Yes, but how can you take proximity to retirement away from age?
Well, I guess that's not the question. Hazen tells us how to deal, at least under ADEA, how to deal with age-correlated factors.
In my case.
Well, was that right? I was trying to summarize. I thought you said, yeah, that's about it.
I want to make a confession.
Okay.
Yes, the defendant stated, I can't wait till I get out of here. I'm retiring in 4 years. He never requested the change in his employment. The employer came to him and said to him, but you're going to be retiring. I'm going to do this. This is probably going to end up.
Does this make a difference?
It does. does make a difference because he is not going after the Schwarzenegger project, the Norman Bain project.
No, but, okay. But we're talking about business decisions that, that resulted therefrom.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any time left, but we'll give you a little time. Mr. Bryan?
Thank you. Thank you for your time. We're here today on a directed verdict case. This is not a direct evidence case. It's not a prima facie case or a four-part test from Douglas Farber versus Scoville. This is not an eligible for the retirement of a case. It's a volunteer. It's not a pattern of discriminatory type statements that we had in terms of the sale CI. This is a directed verdict case made as the trial court found based on a sound, logical business decision to terminate one of the four employees in the group when production and force became necessary, and a record was developed quite extensively on the business necessity for the production and force still from $4.5 million from the previous year. The line of work in which the account was in had declined dramatically, and process in my foot. In fact, to this day, situation has not changed. The record was developed quite extensively on the need for the reduction in force. 11 total employees were discharged at the time of the reduction in force. Mountain was one of 11, he was one of two sales representatives, and he was one of the four employees in this particular group. Now, the decision was made, I'm on the count of eight. The decision was made because the appellant announced his departure from the company in a relatively short period of time. In the manufacture of these industrial furnaces, these projects oftentimes go 4, 5, 6 years, and the evidence pointed that out, and there was no dispute about that. And when the time came to assign such long-term projects to one of the four in this group, those projects went to the others because of the appellant's impending departure from the company. Later on, when it came time for a reduction in force, the appellant chose the evidence from the head of sales for the company was that the appellant was the weakest in terms of ability to move into other areas of the company where the company was changing its direction, was de-emphasizing this particular project on the cordless smelting furnace, and was emphasizing other areas.
Had he been left? Had he been left in his original position, would he have been one of the three to be terminated?
There's no doubt about it. If he had been 28 years old, he would have been the one that was terminated. If he had been 38 years old, he would have been the one that was terminated.
Is there anything in the record with regard to the differentiation of benefits? Did it cost some benefits by being able to terminate him before he retired within the short period of time? No evidence with regard to a vested interest with regard to pension funds or severance pay?
No, Your Honor. His pension had already vested. In fact, the evidence in the record was they offered him a different job with the exact same benefits and he turned it down. The pay was much less, but the benefits were the same. The health insurance was the same. The pension benefits were the same. The 401k was the same, and he turned it down.
So the day that he was terminated, he got the same benefits as he would have gotten had he served out his full term.
There's no evidence in the record that his benefits were any less than that. The evidence in the record showed that his pension was less. Of course, he would have had a couple more years to pay into it, but that's the only difference. That's the only difference.
His position is never
There are still three remaining employees in that department.
Were any of the three remaining employees also in the same sales type of line?
All four in that group did basically the same job. They worked on some scoreless costing furnaces. One was the supervisor, there were three application engineers. What they did is they put orders in here. appellant was, in response to a question from his own counsel, did you take a backseat to anybody in terms of technical knowledge? The appellant testified, no, I don't. The appellant's immediate supervisor, when asked, was the appellant's performance the least satisfactory in your group, responded, I didn't consider anyone's performance least satisfactory. The head of sales testified, undisputed, testified that the appellant was the weakest of the four. He was the weakest in terms of technical skills, he was the weakest in terms of background and education, and he was the weakest in terms of being able to take what skills he had and move them into other areas. We readily concede that he was a competent employee to do the type of task that he was normally assigned. There's no question of that. It's not a question of whether he was competent or incompetent. The question is, of the four, when one of them had to go, the company picked the weakest in terms of where the company's going to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Because of competitive forces, forcing restructuring, forcing moving people around. Part of what we have to buy into is that when you look at the long-term future of the company, and you look out there and you see gray hair, and somebody's got to go, and you know because they've announced to you that you are planning to be out of here at 62, or you suspect that 62 or 65, what have you, then for business reasons, you start shaving off the most elderly employees because as your business changes, you retrain, as you invest in these employees, that investment just isn't going to pay off because it won't be out the door. By the time they're really in groove in the new assignment, they're gone.
Sure. The evidence was not that he was terminated because he's going to be gone in 5 years. He was terminated because he was least technically qualified. He was.
I thought that's what you're arguing.
He conceded in his brief that of the four, it was a sound logical business decision to discharge him because he had the least amount of experience in more technical, more complex applications. He concedes that in his brief that he had the least amount of experience of the four in those more technical areas. He was not discharged because he was about to retire. His duties were changed somewhat prior to this because of his impending departure from the company. But again, the same decision was made to him 28 years old. He said, I'm leaving in 2 years. Because those assignments take longer than that to complete. So that's why his duties were altered. And when we're not going to do a reduction,
you're having both ways here. You just said he wasn't turned out because he was about to retire, but then you just said if he was 28 years old and you knew he was about to leave in 2 years, then he would have been the one chosen.
Same decision would have been made.
So you are saying that the nearness to exiting the company was an important part of the decision.
And no matter what type of evidence or method of proof you're talking about, that's not a violation of the age discrimination employment statute. There is no intentional discrimination on account of age. The decision was not made because he was 58 years old, because he was old. The decision was made because he was leaving the company. And case in paper tells us that.
But he was leaving the company because he was old.
For any reason whatsoever, Judge, his duties would have changed prior to his termination. And when it came time to terminate someone, he was terminated because he had the least amount of experience, and he concedes that he had the least amount of experience. So the question is, was he intentionally discriminated against on account of his age? All of the cases, Mousy, Pomacher, Parker, McDonnell Douglas, they all direct the ultimate inquiry to that very issue. Was there intentional discrimination on account of age?
If you have a mixed bag here in terms of the evidence, some sound business reasons and some that sure smell like age discrimination, don't you get to the jury at that point for them to see the truth?
Because Miles and people are prone to sure none of those cases suspend the civil rules in an age discrimination case. You still need to present sufficient evidence, whether it's direct, circumstantial, statistical, whether it's by way of the four-part test from Donald Douglas and Mark versus Gogol, you still need to present sufficient evidence upon which reasonable minds could conclude on the determinative issue in the case, and that is, was there intentional discrimination by some...
But you even admit in this case that he was really terminated because he was retiring.
No, he was not terminated because he was retiring.
He was given lesser responsibilities because he was retiring.
His duties changed, and he embraced that decision because he announced that he was going to leave. He couldn't wait to leave.
But he thought he had 6 years with the company. He thought he had 6 years with the company prior to retirement. But instead, the company reduced his responsibility because he was retiring, and then turned around and, because of this lesser experience, terminated him.
The evidence was that projects in which he was no longer assigned were projects that were going to last 5 or 6 years. After he would be gone, he was assigned only projects which are guaranteed to be completed prior to his announced departure date. The same decision would have been made to realign those duties regardless of the reason of the departure. If he were leaving because of the Family Medical Leave Act, he would have been assigned projects that were guaranteed to be completed prior to his departure. If he were leaving to take another job somewhere else, he would have been assigned projects that were guaranteed to be completed prior to his departure.
If the subject of his leaving never came up, what would have happened to him?
I think the evidence developed in the records from the trial court is that he would have been selected for termination as part of the production.
So then the entire subject of his leaving or not leaving had nothing to do whatsoever with his departure. Yes.
The case was decided on a directed verdict standard. At best, his evidence is that because he was leaving in 4 years, we changed his duties. And because of those realigned duties, he was terminated.
Well, it sounds like from what you've been saying, and you preface this, well, he was leaving anyhow in a few years, it sounded like the company took that into great consideration in reducing his workload.
I don't think the evidence in the record plays enough.
Well, wait a
minute. The only thing that changed was he was assigned projects that were guaranteed to be completed prior to his announced departure date from the company.
Well, if he had not announced his departure, if he was going to be there till he was 100, he would have then been put on projects that would last 5, 6, 7, or 8 years, would he not?
Yes.
So the fact that he was leaving played an important part in the employer's decision to reduce him.
And the employer's decision to change his duties.
So if he had said nothing, he wouldn't have been reduced.
His duties would not have been altered, that's correct.
And he wouldn't have been discharged.
But that's a far different issue than whether he would have been the one of the four chosen as part of the reduction in force. And the testimony from the sales department was that he was the least qualified of the four.
You're using the fact that he's leaving is much more important in the decision than his inability to do the work.
No, I think we need
It sounds like you inserted his inability to do the work when you realize that it would appear that you discharged him because he's going to leave.
No, I think a best, and again, on a direct verdict standard, we need to assume the evidence most strongly in his favor. And at best, that's what you have. But at best, there's no evidence that he was discriminated against on account of his age. And in this case, it's not even a factor that's correlated with age. It's not a case where he's eligible for retirement, so he's the one that we picked. Or it's not a case that because of his pension status, we're going to terminate him. In order to save money by reducing pension benefits, we're going to choose him. That had nothing to do with this.
Sure.
We're one step more removed than that. And Hazen Paper tells us even if we take that next step and directly, empirically correlate with age, that's still not a violation of the age discrimination statute. We're one step removed from that, and in fact, several steps, because this has nothing to do with the fact...
Your red light's on.
Thank you, Mr. Bryan. Your time's up. Thank you. Counselor, your time has expired, but you can take 30 seconds.
Two things. Number one, I pose the question to you, if this individual, Mr. Petrella, had been told at the time he was changed to the Mormon thing and they left him to the doctor, that this particular legal position was not for 4 or 5 months from now.
Thank you very much. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our decision.